Welcome back to the Chayyar Hunach Yomi Learning Program. You're listening to Daniel Eisenberg, and we are in Sefer Shmuel Aleph Perek Chaf. And we are right in the middle of a very dramatic story where David is hated by Shaul HaMelech, and Shaul has this Ruach Ra, this evil spirit of some sort, whatever that means, and it's being fed by jealousy of David, and he wants to kill him. Of course, everybody in Shaul's life that he would hope would be on his side actually likes David. So, of course, we saw in yesterday's parak, his daughter Michal, whom he gave over to David as a wife, actually helps save his life from Shaul. And Shmuel, who originally anointed Shaul as Melech, is now also standing by David, as we saw in yesterday's parak. And today we speak more about David's best friend in the world, Yonasan. Yonasan is Shaul's son. And we see that David asks Yonasan what he did wrong that Shaul wants to kill him. Yonasan says nothing. But he also tells him that probably, my father would tell me if he would want to kill you. He tells me everything. So David says that he doesn't think that Shaul will tell him if he wants to kill him because Shaul is aware that they're best friends. So David says, let's do a little test. Rosh Chodesh is coming up. How about I'm going to leave for a couple of days. I'm not going to show up to the typical, Rosh Chodesh breakfast that they have. And you're going to let me know how your father responds. So they make a covenant with each other, a bris, a treaty for their families, for their descendants. They'll stand by each other. They arrange a sign, which Yonasan will then be able to communicate to David how Shaul reacted, just in case he has to be on the run. And the day of Rosh Chodesh, David is missing from the Suda. Shaul doesn't make a big deal about it. The next day, David is missing again, and at which point Shaul asks Yonasan where David is. Yonasan tells his father that he gave permission for David to go home for a family simcha, and David and Shaul gets very upset, and he rebukes Yonasan for picking sides, and he says and demands that he send him David. When Yonasan then asks, "What did David do? David hasn't done anything wrong," Shaul throws a spear at Yonasan, and Yonasan gets the message. So Yonasan informs David through the sign about shooting the arrows, and it indicates that David has to be on the run. Yonasan actually is able to speak to David before they depart. They kiss and cry on each other and part ways, but not before Yonasan reminds David of the covenant that they're going to have to keep. Yonasan expects David to ultimately be king and asks that he have mercy on him and his family. Now, this parak really begins David's life on the run. He's going to be on the run a couple of times in his life, but the first time where he's going to be, running all around, making sure that Shaul doesn't get to him because he knows Shaul's after him. But part of today's parak is actually a well-known reading because it's actually the Haftarah known as Machar Chodesh. This is read, or can be read a few times a year. It's the Haftarah that's read when Sunday is Rosh Chodesh, which is actually perfect. It's called Machar Chodesh. Tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. And this obvious connection would be that this Haftarah says the words Machar Chodesh. Yonasan and David are talking about what's going to happen the next day. Tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, and then they're going to do their whole plan. So it's a good announcement for anybody who is in shul to realize, I guess tomorrow must be Rosh Chodesh. And thus, it is the Erev Rosh Chodesh special Haftarah. Beyond that clear announcement that it makes to everybody in shul that tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh because we're reading Machar Chodesh, you could also say that it shows a deeper point that it demonstrates a real celebration of Rosh Chodesh. What Rosh Chodesh is supposed to be? You look at this, there's a special a meal that's made for Rosh Chodesh, and David's absence is particularly noticeable. So it shows us a glimpse into the Rosh Chodesh of the times of the Nevi'im and the Chashivas, the importance attributed to Rosh Chodesh, and that hopefully will enhance our Rosh Chodesh. It gives us a little bit of time to think about Rosh Chodesh as it's coming up. It's going to be the next day. So to treat it with a little bit more respect. But we can see it also on a much deeper level, that the moon cycle is often said to symbolize the ups and downs of life. Right? This Shabbos happens to be Shabbos HaChodesh, which is Shabbos Mevarchim Nisan. Next Tuesday, Monday night and Tuesday, is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And HaChodesh is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, of acknowledging the new moon, the significance of that. And of course, many sources speak about the connection to Pesach, this idea of the faith that there's a moon cycle and starts off small and it gets big and strong. And even when it wanes, it will wax again. So it symbolizes the ups and downs of life. And Rosh Chodesh is a symbol of emunah, that even though it's dark right now, the moon will eventually regain its splendor. And that's a theme in the moon and messages about Rosh Chodesh. And this is definitely an important thing that's going on in our story. David was on top, and he was about to begin his decline. Right, David was like the moon. He started off very small, not noticeable. He was the sun that didn't get much attention. The sun, pardon the pun, of Yishai that didn't get much attention, and he is just on the rise, and he's successful in war, and he's talented, and he gets married, and everybody loves him, or almost everybody loves him. Well, Shaul at a point also loves him. He was on top of the world. And he reached his peak, and he reached his, you know, the 15th of the month, and then his decline is starting now. And he's going to be reaching a very low point in his life, being a fugitive, always on the run, sometimes nearly starving to death, as we're going to see in the coming Prakim. Nevertheless, like the moon, he would eventually regain his full splendor. In fact, David HaMelech and Malchus Beis David is connected to the moon. The Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that there was a sign that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, who's actually a descendant of David HaMelech, said that the sign for the new moon would be David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam. That's where the line comes from, and we actually say it when we do Kiddush HaChodesh, when we do Kiddush Levana. David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam, and Chazal, the Midrash, Gemara connects all the kings of Malchus Beis David to the moon. So there are definitely many connections there. But just thematically, what's going on? The moon will eventually regain its full splendor, and so would David. And perhaps these words are so powerful. Machar Chodesh, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. That promise that in the future there will be renewal. In the future there will be an end of the decline and a turn for the better. And that's the message of Machar Chodesh, that tomorrow things will be renewed. Tomorrow things will get better. Right now it might be tough. Right now it seems like it's in decline, but it's going to get better. That's the message of Machar Chodesh. It's the message of HaChodesh. It's the message of Pesach, that we're sitting slaves in Egypt, but we can believe in the renewal. We'll believe in HaChodesh HaZelechem, that there will be an opportunity of good news and brachos and freedom. And of course, as the situation we're in right now, Klal Yisrael is in, it's a time of darkness, and that's a time of what feels like a decline, and it looks like the whole world around us is falling apart. But to believe in Machar Chodesh, and to believe in HaChodesh, and to believe in the Nisim of Nisan, of the great potential for and basically guarantee that things will get better. It's a show we should be zocha to be able to connect and see this promise come to fruition, the promise of Mir Tzashem, Machar Chodesh.